I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. I was invited to the 2013 Americana Music Festival in Nashville, where on stage at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, I had a chance to interview the recipient of that year's Lifetime Achievement Award, New Orleans' own Dr. John. It was a busy year for Dr. John. He won a Grammy for the Best Blues Album for Lockdown, produced by the Black Keys' Dan Auerbach. And he received an honorary doctorate of fine arts here at Tulane University, making the Night Tripper Dr. John in our minds.
Take it easy, Mac.
That's something I never learned how to do.
I wasn't worried about the Night Tripper trip in one bit. I knew you'd make it right to the seat. Well, you all look good out there. Don't they look good, Mac?
I think everybody's looking oaks as best as I could see them.
I was going to ask you, growing up in New Orleans, I mean, what was your life for spirit as a kid? I mean, you go to church. I mean, did you find other ways to get to spirit?
Well, I started off, I was a Catholic kid, and then I got around the Guiding Light Spiritual Church in New Orleans, of which all religions was welcome. That started changes in me. And then as I started studying things, I became part of a Yoruba religion called Voodoo. And I think all of this keeps you open. And now I realize I'm very syncretical. Mm-hmm. I mean, beside having Black Hawk and all of that, they had, and he was dressed up like a Mardi Gras Indian in their church. And it was so beautiful for a storefront church in the Lower Ninth Ward in New Orleans. It was really a different kind of thing. It's like the men were workers, the women were the saints, and the children were angels. Mm. That's not like most religions at all. And I thought it was something kind of hip.
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, let's talk a little about your family. I know you have some people that were very important to you and your parents and I guess an aunt. Maybe you could say a little bit about who was around you growing up.
My Aunt Andre. When I was a little kid, she taught me how to play boogie woogies. But I remember my Aunt Dottie Mae used to have jam sessions at her pad, and she was, they're pretty hip people in the way I looked at, because I remember like Pete Fountain and George Gerard, and most of the guys from the Basin Street Six would be over at their place. And it was kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, we got a piano here. Would you mind maybe giving us a little taste of what Boogie Woogie was like from the aunties for a moment?
American Roots Shortcuts. I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 7 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO or listen at AmericanRoots.org.